Lucas Oil Stadium. The 1-0 Eagles against the 0-1 Indianapolis Colts. He looks, he fires, and walking in for the touchdown is Amon Bradshaw. Luck, he fires, and the Colts take the lead. Gets it to McCoy, who barrels forward.
Touchdown.
It is a touchdown for Shady McCoy. Now they keep it on the ground and get it. The football is loose, and the Eagles say they have it. It went to Richardson, and the football came loose. The Eagles are on it. I think it's DeMeco Ryan. He comes back. He gives it to Sproles. Cuts to the outside. 15, 10, down to the 5 goes Darren Sproles.
No, he's
and now,
in.
Now he's in. He rolls forward. He was tripped. Fires. Complete. Touchdown! 36 yards for the game. The kick is up.
What a moment.
It's good! Yeah! And the Eagles win! Cody Parkey!
It's a tough one, babe, but it's just awesome to pull that out. Great game on Monday night.
What a night it was in Indianapolis. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Eagles 360. I'm Dave Spadaro, along with Chris McPherson, and the Eagles moving to 2-0 on Monday night with a game that, Chris, was an absolute classic, particularly in that second half.
Certainly that's the case. Still amazed at the way the Eagles were so resilient. Darren Sproles, explosive throughout the course of the second half. Nick Foles' clutch game. Jerry Maclin with the game-tying touchdown. And Cody Parkey, not once, but twice, kicking the game-winning field goal to defeat his former team, the Colts.
And so the Eagles, once again, the cardiac kids, the comeback kids. And they go to 2-0 with that big win on the road. And we flip the page today, looking ahead just a little bit to the Washington Redskins. With that in mind, we'll sit down for our exclusive one-on-one with head coach Chip Kelly in just a little while. First, let's get you caught up on everything going on at the NovaCare Complex today. We send it out to the practice field with Bo Wolf.
Thanks, guys, and of course, head coach Chip Kelly talked today, a day after the Eagles' second straight comeback win, a 30-27 come-from-behind victory over the Indianapolis Colts on Monday Night Football. And Chip Kelly says that while he's glad that his team has so much fight in the second half, he wouldn't mind them starting a little bit quicker.
I think it's a combination of everything. I think there's a feeling-out process how people are going to play you. You know, they ran the ball, I think, a little bit more than we thought they were going to run the ball in the first half. So you got to make some adjustments from that standpoint. But I also think our players, as the course of the game went along, you could see them growing, their confidence growing and getting an understanding of what we're trying to do. So I think it's a combination of all those things. I think they're very honest in their assessments and they understand that they can improve. So it's, you know, no one should be patting themselves on the back in anywhere that, you know, we're fortunate to be 2-0. We've done a great job of coming back in both games, but there's a lot of work on in every aspect of the game that we need to work on. So, and that's a great thing about this group. They understand that. I don't think anything stood out in particular. It's just kind of what we train to do and how we play it is what we expect our guys to play like. I think they have a good sense and understanding of what we're trying to get accomplished, and you know, they don't panic in those situations because we've tried to, as a staff, to put them in those situations from a training standpoint so that they've been through that before. So, you know, it's really just go back to your preparation. And we say it all the time is no one rises to the occasion. You always sink to your level of training. And, you know, that's how we trained. And you heard our guys talking about it after the game. This is no different than period 22 on a Wednesday or a Thursday for us. So.
It is a short week for the Eagles, of course, and so they're back to work on the practice field today with a walkthrough ahead of Sunday's showdown with Washington at Lincoln Financial Field. That's your news roundup presented by Sports Authority. Back to you guys in the studio.
Thanks, Bo. And with the win, the Eagles are 2-0 and remain in first place in the NFC East. And as you mentioned, Dave, the Eagles kick off the NFC East slate this Sunday against Washington.
Yeah, the Washington Redskins, with their impressive win on Sunday against the Jacksonville Jaguars, that defense making life miserable for Chad Henne and the Jaguars offense. This Eagles offense knows it's got to be a lot better for 60 minutes. And when we return to Eagles 360, we'll talk Eagles offense. Big numbers for a half, not exactly what Chip Kelly has in mind. We'll also hear from running back LeSean McCoy. The numbers are solid, not yet where he wants them to be. All of that and more coming up when Eagles 360 returns.